Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're just talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your response to the study. Give us a chance to share your opinion with us real quick. Are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes.
Hello? Thank you, and thank you for helping us. Now, sir, is there anyone in your household, employee in the news media, market research firm, elected official, or actively involved with a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Are you not? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, going back, thinking about the past November general elections for a moment, to which party candidates have you tend to vote for most often? The Republican, Democrat, or did you vote independent?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you. Moving right along. Although you vote for the person and not one of the major parties, when you have had to choose between two candidates and who you knew little bit about it, have you tend to vote for the Republican, the Democrat?
It just depends on the issue.
Understood. But for the sake of a research, who do you lean towards, the Republican or the Democrat?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Who do you lean towards, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidates? The most issues.
I guess on majority of the issues, I would say Republican.
Good, thank you, sir. Moving right along. Sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me in what year were you born?
1984.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, real quick, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonium plant in or near Ingleside? Yes or no?
No.
No, nothing at all. Now, I would like you to read the names of several individuals or group. For each one, please tell me, sir, have you heard of that person or group? And so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. And if you don't recognize the name, just let me know so we can move right along. How about when you heard the word Bolero? Do you have an opinion? Positive? Negative?
No.
Okay.
No opinion?
Or never heard of them? No opinion. Okay.
Never heard of them.
How about the Oxy Energy Corporation?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay, do you have a positive or a negative opinion of them?
No opinion.
Okay. And how about the Flint Hills Resources? Positive or negative?
No opinion.
Okay. In Enbridge, do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And how about Jarrah? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. In Project Jaren?
Nope.
No? Okay. How about the Port Corpus Christi in general, to the best of your knowledge? Do you have negative or positive? Do you have a positive or negative opinion of it?
I've only heard good things.
So should I record your answers as strong positive opinion or somewhat positive?
I'd say somewhat, I guess.
Okay. How about the Nueces County Green Ammonia? You haven't
never heard of it.
Never heard of it? Okay, moving right along. I appreciate your patience, sir. Now, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonium plant, an export facility located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
I guess I would not be opposed of it.
So you favor somewhat or favor strongly?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, can you please tell me, sir, if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed of the construction of the ammonia plant export facility at the south part of Ingleside? Here's the first one. The proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. After you hear that information, will you be in favor or opposed of the construction of the ammonia plant, an export facility?
I'd be neutral.
Okay. And how about ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, Jarrah, has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. The same question. After hearing that that piece of information, would you be in favor or opposed to the construction?
I mean, I guess if they have a good record, I got to be in favor.
In favor of somewhat or strongly favor?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, our partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Same question. After hearing that information, sir, will that make you in favor of that construction or opposed?
Sure, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility would negatively impact communities members' lives. Same question, same options. After hearing that information.
Why would it negatively impact people's lives?
That's what the opponent said. And I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have reading. So can you give
me
your opinion?
Well, I mean, at that point, I have to say neutral because I don't know any further information.
Understood. Now, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of the construction and at least 100 permanently jobs once the facility is in service. Now, after hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction?
Favor.
Okay, so what? Or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on the Environmental Quality, and reported at least semi-annually, and reports made available to the public. Same questions, same options. After hearing that information.
Strongly in favor.
Okay. And the low-carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. After hearing that information, will you support or oppose?
That's good. Support.
Strongly? Okay.
Yeah.
And the ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for the energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants. Same question, same options.
I don't like that it's being exported. I would prefer it be used here.
All right. So after hearing that information, will that make you in favor or opposed of the construction?
I would say somewhat opposed that.
Somewhat opposed. Okay. Now, ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Same questions, same options.
If all that is true, then I would strongly oppose. I strongly agree. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly into ship's dock right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property, away from residents, and then it is shipped. After hearing that, will you support or oppose the construction?
I guess I would somewhat support.
In much favor. Okay. Now, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund hosts of other county services. Same question.
That's, good. That's really good.
Strongly favor?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to the Ingleside residents. After hearing that, support or oppose?
Well, I guess I'm neutral on that. I feel like that's the case, then they should build a new water plant.
In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both JARA and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Same question, same options. Oppose?
Hey, if they're paying those taxes, I'm all for it.
Strongly? Okay. Now, consumers frequently use ammonia-based produce found on everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Now, same question, same options.
Okay, but they're producing it to send it overseas, right?
Well, that's what they're saying for now, you know. I don't know if that will change in the future, but you support Oropos, the construction?
We'll say somewhat support.
Somewhat support? Okay, opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. After hearing that information, would you support or oppose the construction of the plant?
I disagree with that, so I'll still support the plan.
Strongly, right?
Sure.
Also what? Okay. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured and sequestered and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage in approximately 25 miles south of the San Patricio County. Same question, same options.
Support.
Okay, strongly? So what?
Yeah.
Strongly. Okay, plan, personnel, and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond on the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility. Same question, Senator.
Strongly support.
Okay. And last one. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Same question, Senator.
I support it. Yeah.
Okay. So would you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
Yeah, absolutely.
Favor strongly? Also what?
Sure.
Strongly. Okay. And in your own words, can you please tell me why would you favor the proposal of ammonia plant and export facility? Did you want to do things, please?
It produces jobs for the community. And it produces money for the community. Tax dollars, like you said, go towards teacher salaries, road construction, everything.
So it creates jobs and also income for the community, right? Can I record that as your answer?
Absolutely.
Now, just a few more questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and is your main race Anglo, white, African American, Haitian, or some other race?
Yeah.
What do you consider yourself?
I'm a mix.
Anglo, white. Okay, so other race? Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah, you can put it as other.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent your place of residence?
Rent.
You rent, okay. And sir, which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Farming, fishing, professional, such as law or medicine, government education, clerical, retail, energy, chemical, construction, manufacturing, white-collar management, self-employed,
chemical.
Or his own business? Chemical. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And do you have an X account, formerly known as Twitter? Yes or no?
Twitter?
Yeah, do you have it? But now it's called X account. Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
You do? And do you have an Instagram account? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook account?
I sure do.
And do you want, I'm sorry, do you watch the nightly local news four or more days per week? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Hey, I also have a MySpace.
Understood. And do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And, sir, do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help us tremendously. You have no idea. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir.